Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for helping me celebrate my 11th anniversary of the show and all the things that we do here for you. I appreciate you spending some time with us. You're going to be glad you did because our good friend Barbara Weltman is back. Barbara is an original member of our Brain Trust. In only a couple of months, we'll be celebrating her 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She's been a steadfast supporter of all the things that you do for a long time. She's the author of the brand new book, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2009, among others. Oh, also 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks 2009. That's two different books and many, many other books she's written, folks. She's our good friend. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always.
And actually, there's a third book that came out, which is brand new, called J.K. Lasser's Guide for Tough Times.
I have it right here. It was covered up with all the other book you've written,
which,
Barbara.
How appropriate, right?
It's smaller than the other ones.
Writing it back in the spring, who knew?
Guide for Tough Times. Well, that we're having those right now. I've chosen to say that I don't like to give this a name. I don't like to give whatever we're in a name, because some people, it's different for everybody. And so I've decided to call it whatever we're in right now.
Okay.
whatever we're in right now. We certainly do have challenging times, Barbara. And, back in the beginning of the year, January, first week of January, I just had an uneasy feeling about that I was getting. And I started telling my audience, ladies and gentlemen, I think from an economic standpoint and from a political standpoint, 2008, we're going to live the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. And boy, howdy, Barbara, that's come to pass, hasn't it?
Oh, for sure. It's unbelievable.
And you must have had that on your mind when you had your Tough Times book, when you were thinking about it. Talk to us about some of the things in the Tough Times book that we can glom onto right now.
Well, obviously, it relates to tax and financial moves that you can make to help you get through these tough times. And,
right.
And there are tax incentives to help you and tax breaks, and you have to kind of know about them. And, what was interesting was when I started writing it, it was at the time when perhaps the biggest thing on people's minds was the high price of gasoline. So it's just
right.
Kind of funny that that's sort of like not an issue anymore.
Right, right.
And now we have other problems to focus on. But certainly, as we're getting close to the end of the year, people need to look at their stock portfolios and think about moves that they can make to improve their not only their holdings but also their tax picture.
Mm-hmm.
For example, selling shares to book capital losses, and that's important for a couple of reasons. I mean, one is that you may have capital gains, maybe you took them earlier in the year,
mm-hmm.
or maybe you're going to get them from your mutual funds, even though the price of your shares is down a lot. You may still get a capital gains distribution because the funds had to sell their holdings
right.
to satisfy redemptions.
Right.
So
you get caught in a catch.
You're getting the worst of all possible.
You're going to get a catch 22 phantom income situation there, aren't you?
Well, essentially, yeah. And so you want to think of booking capital losses. There's never going to be a better time to take your losses than now. And the other thing is, think about like the future. You can use capital losses to offset your current capital gains, and to offset up to $3,000 of ordinary income, like salary.
Right.
And you can carry forward the rest
mm-hmm.
indefinitely. And that's going to be good because they're talking about raising the capital gains rate in the future. So the losses you book now are going to be pretty valuable as an offset down the road.
So you actually could. So that's kind of a sick situation. Is you could actually make money by carrying forward capital losses today,
Absolutely. The only thing you need to think to watch out for, a couple of things you need to watch out, obviously, for the wash sale rule, which prevents you from recognizing a loss if you reacquire substantially identical securities within 30 days before or after the sale. So if you're trying to preserve your investment position, you know, you got to be kind of careful about
that. So you can't sell the stocks today and book that capital loss, and then turn around in a short period of time and buy the same stocks back. They won't let you play those games, ladies and gentlemen.
No, unfortunately.
And they get a record of all that too, don't they?
Well, I don't know if they have necessarily that they are checking this, but those are the rules.
Yeah. Okay. So follow the rules, folks. All right. What else, Barbara?
Well, you know, that's what's going on now. I just saw this morning that they're coming out with that they have come out with proposals for some new legislation, and it looks like it could go. It has to do with two main things. One is that they would extend for 2009 the $250,000 first-year expensing opportunity for equipment purchases.
Right.
As well as the 50% bonus depreciation opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Those are both currently set to expire at the end of this year. So if you're not confident that they're going to enact that, and you're in a good position and you need to get the equipment, you will get the tax break now. You know, it's just kind of ironic that they, you know, I understand the reasoning that they're doing this as sort of a stimulus to get companies to buy equipment, but
right.
On the other hand, companies can't afford to buy equipment, so it's kind of difficult.
Well, exactly, and not only that, but they're reluctant to do it because of their concerns for the economy, but also the credit facilities aren't there like they have been.
Well, yes and no. Yes, it may be difficult to obtain the financing from independent sources, but on the other hand, vendors who want to make the sales may be offering financing.
That's the bright spot in all this, isn't it?
Yeah, so you may still be able to get the financing you need for equipment purchases. And the good thing is you get the tax write-off even if you finance the purchase in whole or in part. So
right. Right.
That's
going to be something I think, Barbara, we're going to be seeing more and more. More and more sellers of equipment are going to be offering terms to their customers, I think, don't you?
Well, they're going to have to if they want to make a sale.
That's exactly right. Stand by. Quick break. I told you we'd get smarter when Barbara Weltman joined us. She and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Grace Slick to take us out.
Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. We got our good friend Barbara Weltman with us. Barbara is a longtime original member of our Brain Trust, the author of many books on many topics, but especially small business taxes, including J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2009, J.K. Lasser's Guide for Tough Times, and then J.K. Lasser's 1001, not to be confused, not 1,000, folks, 1,001 Deductions and Tax Breaks 2009. Three different books. Check them out. Barbara, tell us how we can find them.
Well, you can certainly find them at Amazon or any bookstore or through my website, BarbaraWeltman.com.
All right, so check that out, BarbaraWeltman.com and Weltman if you're Googling her. And, of course, you can find Barbara all over our website, SmallBusinessAdvocate.com and AskJim.biz. Hope you check those out, too. Barbara, talk to us some more about some things that we need to be paying attention to. What about? Are there any last-minute retirement options that we can do that we need to take advantage of? Are those dates are all gone to really take advantage of 2008, except for the IRAs and stuff like that, right?
Well, actually, you can still set up, for example, you could still set up a 401k plan for yourself for this year, a profit sharing plan, defined benefit plan. You still can do that by
that's got to be done by the end of the year, right?
Correct, meaning that you have to sign the paperwork.
Yeah.
You don't have to put even a penny in. You have to just sign the paperwork. Then you have until the extended due date of the return to add your contributions.
Right.
So the point is, if you think about it, if you want to do it, you have to take action before the end of the year. Otherwise, your only option, if you don't do something before December 31st, you'll still be able to set up and fund a SEP for 2008.
Right.
An SEP.
And that's you have to have that signed by what, by April 15th or something?
No, actually the extended due date. So if you get an extension October 15th, you have until October 15th.
This year, I'm predicting this year that will be helpful more than any other year. You know, don't you think so, Barbara?
Well,
giving people
an
opportunity to get...
Well, sure, because people are, first of all, thinking they didn't make any money because they just feel that way. But when you come down and sit, you know, and you look at and you compute what your income and expenses have been for the year, you might find, you know, I made more money than I thought, and I really need to shelter it. And the good thing about, I think, putting money into the retirement plan is that not only does it shelter your current income, but, you know, it's going to, hopefully, at some point, the market's going to recover. And if you're investing now, you're buying it, you know, fire sale prices.
Right. Well, and of course, also, if you don't have to fund it until, like, next October, then that gives you
a little bit along the way.
Yeah, but the thing is it gives you a little more time to see, you know, how this recovery goes so that you can, you know, see how your cash goes, because you still have to fund the thing. You know, having qualifying and funding it are two different things, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Like the difference between lightning and lightning bug, as Mark Twain would say. All right, Barbara, what else? What are some other things we need to know?
Well, you know, I think that small business owners just need to look at their whole tax picture for the year. And you know, I think many of us get swept up in, you know, in what, the feeling of what's going on, about, you know, feeling like it's a bad economy and just, you know, being depressed and, you know, being distracted. But the tried and true year-end tax planning strategies still hold true, and you still need to look at your tax position for the entire year, meet with your tax advisor is a great idea, and especially they may be a little slow now, have time to sit with you. You're a little slow. You have time to you know, go over things. And, you know, then make decisions about whether you want to, you know, accelerate your deductions where possible and things like that.
What about, Barbara, what about, would this not be a good year to go ahead and make sure that your accounts receivable, your aging accounts receivable and your aging inventory is gotten off the books? Wouldn't this be a good year to make sure you got rid of that stuff?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You want to remember, you can't write off your receivables until you've determined that they're worthless.
But Barbara, so small business owners, we're horrible about letting people, keeping people on the books that are not going to pay us, keeping inventory
we're
is obsolete.
Optimists.
Yeah.
And you're right, but for tax purposes, you know, fish are cut bait.
Yeah.
And
The thing to remember is, folks, if you write off a receivable, that doesn't mean you have to quit trying to collect it. It just becomes, you know, income when you collect it again.
Well, yeah, if by some miracle, but the point is, you know, miracles don't happen that often.
Right.
I always like to say that receivables aren't like fine wine. They don't get better with age.
And I'll tell you something else. Your banker will appreciate the fact that you've taken the steps to get your balance sheet cleaned up.
Yeah, for sure. And I really think it's certainly, as you said, good advice anytime, but certainly in this economy, you know, do it. You're going to get the tax breaks for it. You're going to look better on your balance sheet. You're going to, you know, feel better about the whole thing. And, you know, it just, and you have the time now again to do it. So just do it.
Right, exactly. Hey, Barbara, give us the website one more time, please.
Visit me at BarbaraWeltzman.com.
Check it out, folks. Hey, Barbara, I'm going to see you in about 2 weeks. I'm looking forward to it. I'm coming to New York City, and we'll have some fun up there.
You bet.
Thanks, Barbara. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me after. I'll be right back after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.